What if everything we thought we knew about the universe was wrong? What if galaxies as massive as the Milky Way, some even bigger, already existed just a few hundred million years after the Big Bang? According to our textbooks, that's impossible. And yet, the James Webb Space Telescope has seen them. Its discoveries are forcing us to rewrite the story of the cosmos itself. Every giant begins small. Even the most massive entities we know, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, the black holes, all started out tiny. Even colossuses were once infants. The problem is, we rarely get to see them at that stage. Until now. Thanks to NASA's most advanced space telescope, we're finally peeking into the childhood of the universe. For the first time in history, we're watching the earliest stages of cosmic evolution unfold before our very eyes. And the results? They're blowing up everything we thought we knew. In June 2022, the James Webb Space Telescope delivered its very first deep field image. And what it revealed left scientists, and honestly, the whole world, stunned. Countless galaxies scattered across the darkness appeared in that single shot. Galaxies so old, so distant, they were thought to be beyond our reach. These weren't just faint smudges of light. They were ancient structures emerging from the shadows of time, showing us a universe far stranger and more mysterious than anyone had imagined. And here's the shocking part. These galaxies shouldn't even exist. Not this early, not this massive, not with so many stars. It was as if the telescope had reached across time, peeled back the curtain of the universe, and whispered, "Everything you thought you knew, think again." And it wasn't just one or two galaxies Webb spotted. Oh no, it was hundreds. Take the discovery made by Austin-based astronomer Stephen Finkelstein. He found a galaxy and named it Macy's Galaxy after his daughter, since the discovery coincided with her birthday. At first, his team thought it formed about 290 million years after the Big Bang. A blink of an eye, cosmically speaking. But with more advanced analysis, they realized it was even older, about 390 million years after the Big Bang. That still makes Macy's Galaxy the oldest one we've ever seen, at least for now, because Webb has identified nearly 10 other candidates that could be even older. So already, the telescope was rewriting the history books. And scientists began asking, if galaxies like Macy's exist so early, what else is hiding out there?
Fabio Picucci of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics put it simply, "We are seeing massive galaxies form far earlier than expected. According to the standard cosmological model, galaxies should form gradually. They start small, and over billions of years they merge and grow into giants like the Milky Way. But Webb's discoveries showed some galaxies forming in just tens of millions of years after the Big Bang. That's insanely fast. Too fast. So fast, in fact, that our models of dark matter halos, the invisible scaffolding that's supposed to guide galaxy formation, start to fall apart. And this wasn't just a one-off. More discoveries started pouring in. Researchers from Swinburne University in Australia found something absolutely bizarre. Galaxies as massive as the Milky Way existed just 750 million years after the Big Bang. Think about that. Our galaxy has had more than 13 billion years to grow. These galaxies had less than 1 billion. And yet, they were already just as heavy. But here's the twist. They were unbelievably compact. We're talking 10 to 100 times more massive than galaxies we've seen from that era, yet squeezed into regions about 30 times smaller than the Milky Way. Imagine stuffing an entire galaxy into a cosmic shoebox. That's what we're seeing. And it gets even crazier. These compact monsters appeared to hold far more stars than anyone thought possible. That alone breaks the rules of the standard model of cosmology, which says galaxies should take billions of years to grow. Physicist Michio Kaku once warned, "The James Webb telescope is upsetting the apple cart." And he was right. Traditionally, it should take billions of years to form a galaxy like the Milky Way with its 100 billion stars. But Webb found six galaxies existing just half a billion years after the Big Bang. Some of them up to 10 times bigger than the Milky Way. Let that sink in. Half a billion years after the universe began, there were already galaxies 10 times bigger than ours. That's not just surprising. That's impossible, according to everything we thought we knew. And just when you think it can't get stranger, Webb finds galaxies that look eerily like our own Milky Way at the farthest edges of the universe.
Even more puzzling, many of these galaxies are wrapped in glowing gas so luminous it outshines the stars inside them. Turns out, these cosmic beacons weren't rare. They were everywhere. In fact, when the universe was only 2 billion years old, nearly 90% of galaxies glowed this way. But Webb's most shocking discovery yet might be this. A spiral galaxy called Ceres 2112, already resembling the Milky Way, appearing less than 2 billion years after the Big Bang. And it wasn't just a spiral. It had a bar of stars and gas stretching through its core. The same feature we see in our Milky Way today. Bars were supposed to be the final stage of a galaxy's evolution. They form billions of years later, once galaxies have matured. Hubble observations seemed to support this, showing almost no barred galaxies in the early universe. Yet Webb is rewriting history. The existence of Ceres 2112 proves galaxies like the Milky Way were around nearly 12 billion years ago, when the universe was only 15% of its current age. Its light, stretched by cosmic expansion, traveled almost 12 billion years before finally reaching Webb. And according to the standard model of cosmology, that should have been impossible. The early universe wasn't supposed to allow barred galaxies at all. Even our most advanced computer simulations can't explain how Ceres 2112 exists. Clearly, something is missing from our current understanding. As one scientist said, if something's missing, we need to figure out what it is. And here's where things take an even more mind-bending turn. For decades, scientists have believed that dark matter, which makes up about 85% of all matter in the universe, was the invisible architect of galaxies, the scaffolding on which everything else formed. But Webb's data suggests something shocking. In the case of Ceres 2112, the galaxy's growth wasn't dominated by dark matter at all. Instead, it was fueled by ordinary matter, the same stuff that makes up you, me, the planets, the stars, everything we can actually see. If that's true, it flips one of the biggest assumptions in cosmology upside down. Dark matter may not have been the mastermind we always believed. So, what do you think? Are we standing at the edge of a new scientific revolution? Could Webb's discoveries force us to completely rethink the role of dark matter, galaxy formation, and the timeline of the universe itself? Share your thoughts in the comments below. We'd love to hear them. And don't forget to subscribe to Cosmoscope for more mind-blowing updates from the frontiers of space. Because if one thing's clear, it's this: the story of the universe has only just begun.